Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Good, so good. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm looking at this cartoon that Kathy had posted up on her Facebook, and it's so cool. Maybe you can make this available on the Torch. But these, you got this turkey farm, and you have these one turkey's eating off the ground, and one turkey's got his suitcase packed up, and he's leaving. And this other turkey's watching him leaving, so he says to the turkey that's packed up and leaving, he says, "Listen, be reasonable. Be reasonable, Frank." And the turkey is walking away with a suitcase. It's Frank. He says, "Be reasonable, Frank. If he wanted us dead, why would he feed us so much?" And Frank answers, "Hey, believe what you want to believe. I'm out of here." Oh, that is so funny.
I saw someone on Facebook too. Someone posted, "I shot my first turkey. I shot my first turkey." He says, "But the people in the frozen section went ballistic on me."
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! My goodness! Oh, wow.
You know, thinking about Thanksgiving, I love this time of the year. You know, but I remember Thanksgiving when I didn't know God, and now that I know God is so different. You know, when I didn't know God, Thanksgiving was like, you know, turkey, you know, stuffing the football, and just maybe getting together with friends and family. But I love this time of the year now since I've made the Lord, you know, God, the Lord of my life, my Savior, is to just reflect and to think back of all the Lord has done. I think that's so important. I mean, you know, we should do it daily and we should pray, but to pause and to recognize, if you have your family, you're sitting there, especially with your children, is to look back and always point to the things that the Lord has, not to take anything for granted. I mean, the fact that most Americans are going to be eating a feast, I mean, a feast to the point of just being overstuffed tomorrow, while other people are going to be, you know, starving around the world. I mean, we have so much to be thankful about and so much that we're blessed about. We should really take the time to really just talk about it.
One way to do that is to act, just everybody that, whether you're meeting with, you know, two or three or your family members, take a moment to say, you know, what are some things that you're thankful for, that you're grateful for?
Mm-hmm. Sure. The one thing we're doing with my sons tonight are going to, you know, all going to write, they're going to write it down, because Thanksgiving, they tend to forget that Thanksgiving Day, they're like, "Oh, my school." So they actually,
man, you're intense. They have to write it down.
They actually brought the idea to me.
Oh, so hey.
Oh, wow, that's good.
It's his idea. He says, "Dad, I think we should write it down, because I don't remember so much." I'm like, you know, I think it's a great idea. Write just a couple things down so we can share it.
That's a really good idea. Think about it, that, you know, when you enter the presence of God, when he says, when you enter into the tabernacle, if you would, that we always, the first thing we do is we enter with gratitude, the gates of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so often we're just guilty of, the first thing we say to God is, "Help," or "I need," or "Stuff," or "Ouch," or "Pain," or instead of just saying, you know, "I'm just grateful, God. Thank you for, you know, blessing me with health. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, my family, or, you know, you've given me a place to live, and, you know, thank you for, you know," and you should be grateful. And every prayer, by the way, should start out that way.
Absolutely.
Gratitude. And when we talk about the abiding plan that you can get, it has in this card that you can print off and keep, it talks about the first thing you want to do. It's called the tabernacle prayer. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you want to do is just be thankful. It'll change your perspective. When you're trying to be angry or something, it's like, okay, I first got to get this gratitude out of the way. Yeah. So you complain to God, and by the time you're grateful, you're thinking, "I'm not upset about anything, God. I'm just grateful."
Perspective helps a whole lot. You know, I say this often when people say, "Well, yeah, I have a hard time praying." Let me tell you something. just start off with thanking the Lord, and believe you me, you can pray up a storm. Just this overwhelming sense of gratitude. If he did nothing else, if he just stopped today, if he did nothing else, so worth it.
Well, you think about that, so many people say, "I don't have anything to be grateful for." And it's like, you're not recognizing God then. You're not recognizing the blessing of God. When you get up in the morning, first of all, you got up.
Mm-hmm.
So God gave you breath. He gave you life. The next thing, if you got off of a bed, you know, an actual bed, that's wonderful, because there's many homeless people. There's people who don't have a bed. And you actually slept in one last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the kitchen or the bathroom and turn on running water, to brush your teeth or something, you have running water. Mm-hmm. Water comes out of a pipe that your community thought it worthwhile to invest on drilling a well, sticking a tube in the well, and creating pumps and towers and things to be able to put enough pressure for that to come in your house. You're still in your house. You didn't have to go to the creek or anything like that. You just went to a room, you turned on the faucet, and water came out of it. And not only did it come out, that when you finished using it, it went down the drain.
Yeah.
And it goes back out and goes into other piping system that your community decided to do, that God blessed your community, where it goes into some treatment plant, or it doesn't big, huge puddle of wastewater is not on your property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or in your drinking water.
Or your drinking water. I mean, that's just huge. Right. What a huge, I mean, you haven't even brushed your teeth yet and you're grateful. And then, you know, of course, if you have to use the water closet, you know, you have all of that as well, that water coming in and water going out. I mean, plumbing is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. If you're going through what a lot of people are going through with Hurricane Sandy, and what we went through in past hurricanes, all of a sudden that plumbing stops.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, I never even thought about how important having a bathroom that works is when you have a whole group of people. And, you know, things in life may stop, but seldom does your body function stop. You know, and that's a gift.
Huge gift.
That's a gift. I think about Haiti, you know, when the United Nations worker dumped their raw sewage in their one river, and they had never had, this has never happened to them before, but the water that they drink got contaminated by those United Nations workers. They dumped raw sewage in their river water, and that's when they got, what was the outbreak of?
Cholera.
Cholera came from that situation right there, that we don't have cholera in our water.
That's right.
You know, we don't have, you know, plagues in our air. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to get certain immunization shots because God's eradicated it from our land.
Listen, one thing, think about all, I mean, we don't have rockets. We don't have rockets landing in our countries, in our cities right now. I mean, think about what's happening in Israel.
8,000 since 2001.
And we can walk and go to the groceries and do the things that we do in our communities without a fear in the world of a rocket just taking out someone. Right. And then think about, you know, I mean, from my own experiences, when I've lost things or things that, you know, they break and you realize, wow, I used this and even was thankful for it. We need to start being thankful now, not just when things go out and realize, oh my gosh, you know, I took all of this for granted.
Well, I just got out of bed. I just went to the bathroom. I haven't walked in any part or the other part of where I'm living at or where. Think about it, because you got nobody climbing in your windows trying to break into your house. It's possible because you have police authorities that are out there. I mean, you can just, there's so many things to be grateful for. And I guess just like Jared said, you know, maybe go to another nation for a while. You know, go to areas of the world that don't have what you have to realize that God, there's a lot to be grateful for and thankful for, you know, this Thanksgiving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.